It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and now go out and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time to Ask Ross, which is brought to you by DraftKings. And the regular season's fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. So head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including player props, quarter-by-quarter betting, and so much more. You need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Ross, we finished up our Tucker's Tape segment. You were talking about the commissioner of the Big Ten, Kevin Warren, how you think he is the employee of the president's. The one thing I wanted to mention that is there have been reports out saying that it was actually Kevin Warren who was pushing the Big Ten presidents towards the cancellation of the fall season. Again, you know, there's so many different reports out there. It's hard to tell which one is accurate or not until the Big Ten themselves comes out and say, this is how it went down. This is how the votes went. I guess we're never going to know. And I don't think they are going to come out and tell us. Do you, Ross?
No, I don't think they are either. I think you always have to be a little bit leery of some of those reports. You know, I mean, if they're leaking, it's usually because someone believes it's in their best interest for that information to leak. And, you know, let's be honest. If he's that concerned about it, his son wouldn't be playing. Right. I mean, if he were that concerned about it, his son would have opted out. So I guess I find that a little bit hard to believe. But I guess maybe someday there will be a story that comes out about it and we'll really know. My guess is there were probably more presidents that wanted to cancel than that wanted to play, and probably makes sense on some level. Right. I mean, a couple of the presidents have medical backgrounds. Then you realize, you know, there's some presidents that realize their teams probably aren't going to be very good this year. I just think you combine a lot of different things. And one way or the other, Jim, no matter how Warren feels about it, it seems clear that more of the presidents were in favor of postponing than playing. And even Eric Barron from Penn State has said he was in favor of postponing and supports the decision.
Well, I'd like to find out exactly what happened. And again, not sure it's ever going to come out. All right, Ross, let's start with one of our famous combo questions. Two guys asking questions about the same topic, but asking in a different way. So I'm going to give them to you both at the same time. We'll start with Andrew in St. Marcos, California, says, "Hey, guys, love the show. Are we seeing the beginning of the end for the NCAA? Do they actually have any power? It's pretty clear each conference is making their own decisions." Then, counter to that, we have Travis from York who says, "Hope all is well and catch up in person." Same thing, Travis. We'll hope to see you soon. But Travis says, "We know the NCAA doesn't mind meddling and using their inferred power to their advantage. His question is, why aren't they stepping in?" And he has his theory, which is He thinks this is an unprecedented circumstance, unlikely for things to succeed. He thinks they're keeping their hands clean only to swoop in later and say, this is why you need us. It's a calculated power play. So which is it? Is the NCAA going away, or is the NCAA doing a smart, they're playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers here?
Well, so the NCAA, and look, I won't pretend to be an expert on all this stuff, right? But the NCAA will never be going away. The question will be whether or not at some point the Power Five conferences break away from the NCAA, or maybe the Power Five conferences. I mean, they kind of already have for football on some level, right? I mean, with the college football playoff being the one championship that's not run by the NCAA, they kind of already have broken away or broken off from the NCAA in that part of it. I think it's really simple. I think the NCAA didn't want to be the bad guy because they're so often the bad guy. And so they're leaving it up to individual schools, individual conferences, for two reasons. One is you let them make the decisions they want to make. If they cancel it, they're the bad guy. If they play it and things go poorly, they're the bad guy, not the NCAA. And I also think from a liability standpoint, the NCAA can say, hey, we gave recommendations, but it's up to the institutions themselves to make the decisions as to what is best for their student body, depending on their circumstance, blah, 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 blah. If they have nothing to do with the decision, I think that they probably look at it like they're a lot less likely to be sued. Although I'm sure, you know, an enterprising lawyer would tag the NCAA on the lawsuit as well. That's my thing. I think a lot of this is not power play. It's not this. It's not that. I think a lot of it is legal liability, unfortunately.
And I think that's been a thread throughout this. We're not seeing the vote from the Big Ten presidents because none of them want to be hanging out there with the decision and being blamed for things. And you're right about the Big Ten commissioner. He's paid a lot of money to take the heat, and he certainly is doing that. All right, let's go with Kurt from Orfield. And I'm glad he has this question because I didn't get a chance to ask you this in the last segment, Ross, and I wanted to. How difficult is it to play two shortened seasons in one calendar year? Is there a practical limit to the number of games they could play in a calendar year?
I don't know the answer to that because it's never really been done. The closest thing I can think to it is guys that played NFL Europe in the spring and then made NFL teams that fall. Some of those guys, now most of the time, they didn't end up, you know, they don't end up being starters in the fall for the actual NFL team. So they're not really playing, you know, 24 football games or whatever it is. But I can ask my buddies. In fact, one of the guys that works for me at Go Big Recruiting, Jason Esposito, he played in NFL Europe for a year for Frankfurt, I believe. And so I think that they played, you know, 8 to 10 games, maybe even more. I mean, I think they played a solid 8 to 10 games and there were playoffs. And then that year, he actually made, you know, the Bills practice squad. He's a buddy of mine from home and he was up in Buffalo with me. So pretty clearly, you know, you can play football that long. I just think it's a real grind. I mean, it's an absolute grind, but there is a precedent for it. And it's the guys that played NFL Europe before they then played in the NFL. If you think about it, the NFL, I mean, that's 4 preseason games and then 16 regular season games. That's 20 football games. NFL Europe was at least 8. So you're talking about at least 28 football games in a calendar year. So again, we'd have to see how many guys, you know, and anybody ever go from NFL Europe right to starting, you know, in the NFL and actually play in all those games. It's clearly less than ideal, but I think there is a precedent for it, and it is the guys that played NFL Europe or even this year. You know, Kenny Robinson, who's from Western PA, Pittsburgh area. He went to West Virginia. I believe he was academically ineligible. So he played in the XFL, you know, this spring. And then he got drafted by the Carolina Panthers, like in the fifth round. And he'll be playing an NFL season this fall. So he's another example.
It would be interesting to hear from them. All right. A lot of challenges will go into having a spring football season. We'll see if that happens. Next up is Adam from Bellefonte. And we go on a little different topic here. Adam says, since there's no Penn State season this fall, I'm thinking of watching some classic Penn State games each Saturday from before my fandom. If you could rewatch any Penn State season in its entirety, which would you pick from between the mid-70s through the 90s? Let's not include the two national championship seasons of 82 and 86.
Well, so then with that caveat, and my fandom started like 84, 85. I would tell him either 85 or 94. I mean, 94 is just a really, really fun, exciting year. 85 is a great year, a little bit more drama, but it has a bad ending. I don't want to give away the movie ending, Jim, but it has a bad ending. Jim, I distinctly remember I was 6 years old. That was either the first or second year that my parents had taken me to a Penn State game. And I was so excited. They were in the national championship. And I stayed up. My parents let me stay up and watch it. And I thought I was so funny. I had my mom get me an orange. I had a bowl and I had the orange in the bowl. I thought it was so funny. And it was like the first time, Jim, when it was clear they were going to lose, I just started bawling. I was crying and crying. You know, you get to an age where it's like the first time you realize that things don't always go the way you want it to, and your parents can't just make it so. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking at my parents like, fix this. You know, it was the first time my dad had to be like, hey, this is sports. Like, this is your team doesn't win every time. It happened, you know, up until that point, everything in life went the way I wanted it to, you know? That was the first time it didn't. So I love that idea. I mean, heck, last night I was watching 2008 Penn State against Ohio State on Big Ten Classic. I mean, I love it. I love that idea. I think that's what a lot of people should do this season.
Ironically, Ross, I had a similar reaction. The only difference, to crying when they lost the national championship. The only difference is I was 25 years old at the time. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Stick around quarter number four. Bob and Andy will be back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.